a combination.
Jim Finch's house on the southeast side of Tucson was built in the 1970s. He and his wife made changes to their house and lifestyle to become more energy efficient. They planted shade trees, added insulation, replaced old single-pane windows with double-pane, and started using more energy-efficient light bulbs. Other changes are rather simple.
We turn things off. We don't leave things run. There's no reason to light up your whole house, and you know, we use the switch. That's what they put a switch in the house for.
Those changes allowed them to minimize energy use. Experts say these are steps people should take before looking into renewable energy. Recently, Finch and his wife took their energy-saving measures one step further and invested in solar power.
Well, we were getting to the age of retiring, and we didn't want big bills hanging over our heads.
Finch says he used a combination of state and federal tax incentives and a program from Tucson Electric Power to pay for the solar panels. Without those incentives, he says they probably could not have afforded it.
The whole catch, as I see it, is how to use the tax incentives. If there weren't the tax incentives, you'd be looking at 14, 15 years to get your money back, which is not nearly as good a deal.
But those incentives are going away. The Federal Residential Energy Efficiency Credit provides up to $500 for home energy renovations, such as insulation, roofing, and fixing windows and doors. This incentive will expire on December 31st, and the Renewable Energy Incentive that provides a 30% tax credit to people installing solar or other renewable energy systems will go away in 2016. Bill Brunson is a spokesman for the IRS. He says the future of the programs is unclear.
Congress will make that decision whether they extend or not to extend. At this point in time, I'm unaware of anything, but that doesn't mean something may or may not happen.
The price of solar technology has gone down by 60% in the last 5 years and is still on the decline. Robert Neifert is the director of commercial projects at Stelcore Energy, a Tucson company that helps people renovate their homes and businesses to become energy efficient.
So even as the incentives have dropped from the power companies, the price has come down even faster. So it's still less expensive now than it would have been 5 years ago with huge incentives.
He says solar energy rates are locked in at the time of purchase and are not influenced by inflation.
The benefit of solar is that as electricity prices rise, you're still getting your solar based on the price you paid for it however many years ago at that locked-in lower rate. The normal inflation rate in the United States is 3-4%. Every year your electricity price is going to go up. Your solar has paid for itself or it's already locked in at a lower rate, so your savings actually increase every year.
It will take Jim Finch and his wife 7 years to break even, but he says installing solar panels and having an energy-efficient home are an investment.
A lot of my friends all said, well, why do you pay all this money when you can just pay the bill for the month? Well, I don't control that bill. That bill is whatever the TEP charges or, you know, and if they get an approval for a price increase, then I pay it. I don't have a choice. This way, I do have a choice.
Another benefit of solar energy is something called net metering, which allows people to store the energy they generate with their solar power systems, add to the city's power grid, and earn credit. Neifert explains how it works.
It means that when you produce power during the day, you get credits, it spins the meter backwards, and at night, you get to use the power from the utility company as a battery.
Enrique Ward just had 25 solar panels installed on the roof of his Rita Ranch home. They can produce about 8 kilowatts of energy a month, which will save him about $150 on his energy bill.
I don't want to be throwing away money. If I can do something that's a minimal cost to save some money, then I'll do that.
Ward says he began looking into solar energy for his home 5 years ago, but at the time, he could not justify the cost. Now, he says the price has come down, but he still could not justify spending the upfront cost. So instead of purchasing, he chose to lease.
Father of four, there's not a whole lot of disposable income. And, you know, I did not want to finance or add any more debt to my budget.
Neifert from Stelcore Energy says leasing does not allow people to lock in their energy rates. So although they will see benefits right away with a smaller upfront cost, in the long run, the return will not be as much. Experts say it is important to remember that installing renewable energy systems is a long-term investment and requires time and financial commitment. I'm Yu Hyun Jung, Arizona Public Media.